You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Hippopotamus was standing one day on the banks of the cool Shalimar. He gazed at the bottom as it peacefully lay by the light of the evening star. Away on a hilltop sat combing her hair his fair hippopotamine mane. The hippopotamus was no ignoramus and sang her this sweet serenade. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. The fair hippopotamus, he aimed to entice from her seat on that hilltop above. As she hadn't got a bar to give her advice, came tiptoeing down to her love. Like thunder, forestry echoed the sound of a song that they sang as they met. His inamorata adjusted her garter and lifted her voice in duet. Falsetto. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. Now more hippopotami began to convene on the banks of that river so wide. I wonder now what am I to say of the scene that ensued by the Shalimar side. They dived all at once with an ear-splitting splosh, then rose to the surface again. A regular army of hippopotami, all singing this haunting refrain. Now's your chance. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud.
Good afternoon. It's about 5 minutes past the noontime hour. You've tuned into the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This news magazine happens every Sunday at this time, hosted very professionally by Dick Dickenbach. Although today he's decided to take his grandchildren to the zoo, I don't know what inspired him to do that. Today is February 15th. It's the 46th day of the year. 319 days remain in 2026. We began the show with The Hippopotamus Song by Flanders and Swann from The Complete Flanders and Swann. The music of which I'm speaking is The Hippo by Bonafide from Royal Function. February 25th is in fact World Hippo Day. Reports nationaltoday.com, World Hippo Day on February 15th celebrates the extraordinary hippopotamus and encourages people to take action to prevent its extinction. Hippopotamuses, or hippopotami, are closely related to whales, dolphins, and porpoises. Hippos are semi-aquatic mammals that are native to sub-Saharan Africa. They are herbivores and can weigh up to 4,500 pounds, making them the third largest land mammal after elephants and rhinos. They're primarily found in rivers, lakes, and mangrove swamps. Hippos are thought to have originated from a group of semi-aquatic animals called Whippomorpha. This group later split into two branches around 54 million years ago. The first branch, which includes whales and dolphins, evolved to become complete aquatic cetaceans. The second branch became Anthracotheres, a close ancestor of the common hippo. During the Pliocene epoch, over 2 million years ago, all branches of the Anthracotheres went extinct, except for those that evolved into hippopotami, Hippopotamidae. This group of hippo ancestors migrated to Africa around 35 million years ago and dominated the continent as one of the earliest land mammals. And large mammals began between 16 and 8 million years ago. The oldest known hippopotamid, Kenyopotamus, strived in the African continent. What an odd sentence. But the group that later evolved into the modern hippo was Archaeopotamus, which lived between 7.5 and 1.8 million years ago in Africa and in the Middle East.
Oh my gosh, is that the tip line? Should I answer it? I should. Hello? The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM.
Hello, Dick.
I'm so sorry. Dick isn't here today. This is Gary.
Oh, Dick. It's so lovely to hear your voice.
Actually, it's not Dick Dickenbach.
It's me, Henrietta Hippo. Don't you remember me from our time together on the television show, The New Zoo Review?
Dick Dickenbach was on a 1970s children's television show?
Oh, you tease. We were the it couple of the 1970s.
No, I remember the show. I was a kid back then.
Oh, are y'all calling me a cradle robber?
But I was under the impression that Henrietta Hippo was voiced by actor Hazel Shermitt.
Voiced? How dare you, Dick? Is that why you left me?
Again, I'm not Dick. I'm Gary.
That hussy Hazel Shermitt. My own mellifluous voice was not good enough for Doug and Emmy Jo. They had to bring in a voice actor, a hack. A hacker, I called her.
Okay, Henrietta.
When I heard you were doing a show for World Hippo Day, Dick, I said to myself, he wants you back. He's been thinking of you all these years. He wants you, Henrietta. He wants you to go back into the mud with him. But now I see. This was all for that no-count slattern, Hazel Shermitt.
Henrietta, Hazel Shermitt died in 2016.
And now you're dead to me, Dick Dickenbach. This delicate, feminine hippo, who has fun with what she does, no longer enjoys learning what she doesn't know.
Yeah, I'm never answering the tip line ever again. Why do people... I don't sound a thing like Dick... You know I don't sound... I don't sound... Why do people... I guess people sound different on the phones. Speaking of phones, the telephone number up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 503-233-9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. All right, we're going to hear about hippopotami, hippopotamuses, on World Hippo Day. It's the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm. It's the news of you, coming right at you. Let's see the
hippopotamus, the heaviest hippo in the whole jungle. One morning, I turned on my radio and I heard a man say,
"Look at yourself in the mirror. Are you getting too fat?"
"Well, yes."
"Do you push people off the sidewalk when you walk by?"
"Yeah, sometimes."
"But nobody likes a hippie hippo. You know you ought to exercise and diet. Diet and exercise. Exercise and diet."
"Well, I figured the man was right. Maybe I was getting too fat. So, for months I have been exercising so I could lose some weight. I lost the weight and it wasn't surprising 'cause I hardly ate. I exercise 1, 2, 3, 4. Roll on my tummy and slept on the floor. Up and down and round and round. So I wouldn't be as chubby as I was before. Now I'm a happy hippo, and it was worth the fuss. My friends will be happy to see that I am a skinny hippopotamus. So I quickly put on my tiny new bathing suit and went to the beach. Hi, Alice the Elephant. Hey, how do you like my new bathing suit?
Hello, hippo. What happened to you? You look awful. You're so frail. Your face is pale. Why, you're thin as a rail. Have a sandwich.
No, thank you. See, I'm on a diet.
Come on, eat it.
Well, just one. Mmm, yum, yum. Oh, there's Zeebe the Zebra. Hiya, Zeeb.
Hiya, hippo. What happened to you? You look awful. You're so frail. Your face is pale. Why, you're thin as a rail. Have a candy bar.
No, I really could. Well, just a snip.
We'll have to fatten you up again. Have a malted milk.
Well, just a sip.
And a hamburger.
Just a bite.
Try some whipped cream cake.
Well, all right. Now look what you made me do. I ate so much I ripped my new little bathing suit.
That's fine. Now you'll have more room for your food. Who ever heard of a skinny hippo? Have more peanuts. More hamburger. More chocolate. You're looking better already. Hey, here come your hips again.
Gee, now I'm a happy hippo. Come take a look at me. I'm full of pep and zippo. I'm a very hippie hippo. And that's how every happy hippopotamus should be.
Jumbo hippopotami.
Jumbo hippopotami. Hippopotami, is my mongu, is mongu. Wewe makuba. Hippopotami, hippopotami, is my mongu, is mongu. Where is Missouri? Hippopotami, 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 is my mongu, is mongu.
The Dickenbach Report presents three limericks about hippos. Number one.
You hippos with too much free time sometimes try to fill it with rhyme. But while reciting to friends who are at their wits' ends, you discover they'd prefer you did crimes.
Hippopotami cannot get on a bus because one hippopotami is two hippopotamus. And if you have two goose, that makes one geese. A pair of mouse is mice, a pair of moose is me. A paranoia is a bunch of mental blocks. And when Ben Casey meets Kildare, that's called a paradox. When two minks fall in love with all their heart and soul, you'll find the plural of two minks is one mink stole. Singulars and plurals are so different, bless my soul. Has it ever occurred to you that the plural of half is whole? A bunch of tooth is teeth. A group of foot is feet. And two canaries make a pair. They call it a parakeet. A paramecium is not a pair. A parallelogram is just a crazy square. Nobody knows just what a paraphernalia is. And what is half a pair of scissors? It's a single sizz. With someone you adore. If you should find romance, you'll pant and pant once more. And that's a pair of pants.
Fly, hippopotamus, fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. If a hippopotamus can learn to fly, can a fly learn to hippopotami? If a fly can learn to hippopotami, then a hippopotamus can learn to fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. No one has seen my hippopotamus fly because he is very shy. He is so shy, if you see him fly, he gets so embarrassed, he starts in to cry. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. If a hippopotamus can learn to fly, can a fly learn to hippopotami? If a fly can learn to hippopotami, then a hippopotamus can learn to fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. The hippopotamus first decided to fly, 'cause he wanted a closer look at the sky. The hippo uses his legs as if they were wings. When he's up in the air, he likes to sing. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. If a hippopotamus can learn to fly, can a fly learn to hippopotami? If a fly can learn to hippopotami, then a hippopotamus can learn to fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. If you see my hippopotamus up there in the sky, please don't tell him he is not able to fly. If a flying hippopotamus should start to fall, it's best that you're not anywhere near there at all. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. If a hippopotamus can learn to fly, can a fly learn to hippopotami? If a fly can learn to hippopotami, then a hippopotamus can learn to fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. When a hippopotamus comes in for a landing, that better not be where you are standing. Of his flying ability, the hippo is proud, but whenever he lands, he sure lands loud. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. If a hippopotamus can learn to fly, can a fly learn to hippopotami? If a fly can learn to hippopotami, then a hippopotamus can learn to fly. Fly, hippopotamus, fly. You still insist a hippopotamus can't fly? Then what do you think that is up there in the sky? You say that is not a hippopotamus. Come to think of it, you're right. It's a rhinoceros. Fly, rhinoceros, fly.
Surrounded by a large hippopotamus and nine of his friends, who declared quite a lot of us are feeling rather blue, and we don't know what to do. I turned away, but the large hippopotamus said that his pit of despair appeared bottomless. Yet hippopotami are not supposed to cry. I said, my, my, other people's problems do get tedious by and by. My, my, you can never solve them, oh, no matter how hard you try. This brought a tear from the large hippopotamus, who said in a voice that was growing monotonous, you cannot get the sense of how it feels to be immense. The sleek and the slim make fun of a lot of us, and creatures who fly through the air sit on top of us, even in the pool. We are faced with ridicule. I said, my, my, other people's problems do get tedious by and by. My, my, you can never solve them, oh, no matter how hard you try. I came back as a large hippopotamus.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Skinners, all you skinners, come on. Let's move and move on.
You are a hypocrite. You are a hippopotamus. You are a hypocrite. You are a hypocrite. You are a hypopotamus. You are a hypocrite. You nothing guan so. You nothing galang so.
What goes up,
must come down.
What goes up?
Breaking news, as we close in the half past 12 hour, half hour, it's February 14th, which is World Hippo Day. That's what we're reporting on here on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. I'm sitting in today for Dick Dickenbach. He's actually caught up in a game of Hungry Hungry Hippos with the staff. I hate to interrupt him while he was winning. He's very excited by that game. These are the music reports about hippos you just heard. That was Desmond Decker, Hippopotamus from Double Decker. You heard Al Stewart, Hippo Song from Famous Last Words. Edward Lipton sang the title track of his record Fly Hippopotamus Fly. You heard Alan Sherman talk about One Hippopotami from My Son the Box. Eartha Kitt gave us Jumbo Hippopotami from the record collection, rather, on Bear Family Earthquake. And the Peter Pan Players, featuring Arnold Stang, sang of the Hippie Hippo from Six Funny Animal Stories. Under my voice, it's a band called Kneel on Impression, like hippos running to the moon, from their record, The Perfect Tango.
People forget, because we are primarily a news show, that the Dickenbach Report also features insightful commentary. We have some now, from our own Wayne Seconds. Thanks for coming on the show, Wayne.
Good afternoon, Dick. It's great to be back on the report, although I don't think either one of us was expecting this after I was invited last year to join the Washington Post as their top secret executive advisor for the op-ed section. I, for one, thought of it potentially as my triumphant journalistic return to the nation's capital, a real opportunity to practice intergenerational journalism, mentorship, and maybe to help shepherd the Fourth Estate, or at least just the Washington Post, into a democratic safe space, or at least a third space. Well, it's an understatement to say it didn't work out. On February 4, earlier this month, more than 300 Washington Post staff members were laid off. That's roughly 30% of entire staff. One Post employee told The Guardian, "It's an absolute bloodbath," quote unquote. And The Atlantic headlined their article, "The Murder of the Washington Post." In 2017, The Post adopted the motto, "Democracy Dies in Darkness," a phrase highlighting the importance of press freedom and transparency. With so much of the paper's staff now laid off, there's a lot of darkness. If democracy isn't dead, it is certainly in the ICU. I wouldn't be surprised if Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos announces, in a nod to his primary company, Amazon, a new motto: submit, comply, consume. Now, I don't have exact stats on how many of my colleagues at the op-ed desk were let go. We all sort of scattered to the winds in Georgetown and Capitol Hill and the suburbs, all around the Beltway. Still, I think it is safe to say the only opinion Jeff Bezos cares about is his own. And the only editorials he wants to publish are affirmations and reifications of the capitalist corporate elite. So, despite things not working out and current events transpiring under extremely dark times, it is good to be back on the report and to know there's still a desk for me in the office, right? Unless you've given it to a hippo. Okay, back to you, Dick.
Thank you, Wayne. We're all glad you're back and staying, although this reporter didn't actually know you'd gone. Is he still here? Do you know what I thought? I thought he just stopped eating, bringing his lunch to work. You know, because we always used to nibble from his lunch, and then suddenly it wasn't there. We just, Well, that's good news for us, both as a news organization and as people who like his lunch. He makes his own lunch. It's excellent. Lots of veggies. makes shakes too. Delicious, delicious. Wish he would bring enough for himself and everyone else, but as it is, he's been looking a little thin and pale. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729 at the end of there. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. We have some more musical reports about hippos now on World Hippo Day, including this, which was requested. It's an anthropological musical report about the adventures of a hippo from long, long ago. I believe there's a volcano involved. This is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM. KXRY Portland, xray.fm. Also, you know, Wayne stopped sleeping at the office. That's how we knew. Maybe that should have been a clue where he was gone.
From the jungle, from Papa Cat a battle, chief of the clan, hippopotamus am I. But when the filthy great volcano wiped out my fellow hippos, I was the only individual to survive. Against the glass of the case of the hippopotamus, lithe, wriggling schoolgirl, blowing kisses, making eyes, so blithely unaware, as you snigger at my lust, you'll be in this position by and by.
Hippopotamus. is a hippopotamus, a hippopotamus, a hippopotamus in my pool. There's a hippopotamus, a hippopotamus, a hippopotamus in my pool.
How did it get there? How did it get there? How did it get there? I don't know. How did it get there? How did it get there? How did it get there? I don't know.
There's a book by Anonymous, a book by Anonymous, a book by Anonymous in my pool. There's a book by Anonymous, a book by Anonymous, and a hippopotamus in my pool.
No, I've not read it, no, I've not read it. When it dries out, I'll have a go. How did it get there? How did it get there? How did it get there? I don't know.
Dickenbach Report presents three limericks about hippos. Number 2.
There once was a blunt hippopotamus who used drugs to help expand her consciousness. Imagine her dismay when she realized one day the spiritual life is terribly monotonous.
Keep it going. If you have a hippo you love very much, yet you find it has one or two faults, such as sleeping too late, such as making you wait, I suggest that you teach it to waltz. Now there may be a lot of us who think
hippopotamus
and don't picture musical grace, but just offer the chance to experience dance, and you may be surprised what takes place. When a hippo can dance, it's a thrilling revelation. When a hippo can dance, there is nothing to say. When a hippo can dance, it's an overnight sensation. Don't delay, teach your hippo today. But before you begin, here's a little advice, and then we will see how it goes. Though your hippo is sweet, you gotta be fast with your feet, or it might be quite hard on your toes. Ow! When a hippo can dance, it's a noble revelation. When a hippo can dance, there is nothing to say. Oh, when a hippo can dance, it's an overnight sensation. Don't delay, teach your hippo today. Now if you are patient and practice a lot, your hippo will surely improve. And by April or May or 10 years from today, how elegantly he will move. I can see it now, you and your hippo blissfully gliding all over a stage. Well, I imagine how you dramatically dip. Oh, you and your hippo are all the rage. The New York Times front page. When a hippo can dance, when a hippo can dance, when a hippo can dance, dance. When a hippo can dance, it's a thrilling revelation. When a hippo can dance, there is nothing to say. When a hippo can dance, it's an overnight, an overnight, an overnight sensation. Don't delay, teach your hippo today. Yeah. Now there is just one thing that I really ought to mention. Just one thing that I've got to confess. There may be a chance that your hippo won't dance. Well, it's a difficult thing to teach a hippo to swing. It's unknown for their feet to connect with a beat. No one who has tried it has had any success at all. None whatsoever. In all recorded history, it's never been done. We're counting on you to be the very first one. We're counting on you to be the very first one. When a hippo can dance, it's a thrilling revelation. When a hippo can dance, there is nothing to say. When a hippo can dance, it's an overnight sensation. Don't delay, teach a hippo today.
Step right, step left, left.
Don't delay, teach a hippo today.
Right, step left, left.
Don't delay, teach a hippo today.
One hip, one hip, two hip.
Hip, 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 hippopotamus. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. Hip, 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 hippopotamus. We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
There's something living out back. I hear it in the pitch black. I turn on my new flashlight and point it at the lawn. I know there's something out there. I'm pretty sure I'm pretty near. It's getting pretty scary, but it's clear there's nothing here to fear.
Hip, hip.
This mystery, it must be solved by us. By me, and Detective Hippopotamus.
That's me!
Hip, 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 hippopotamus. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. Hip, 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 hippopotamus. We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
It ran over my bare feet, I'm pretty sure I heard it speak.
Hippopotamus?
Yes.
Is that a
flying saucer is?
No, Anna. It's a baby rhinoceros.
Well, that's not so scary. That's pretty cute.
Holy granola! I didn't mean to scare anyone!
Well, if everyone's comfortable, let's get back to our song.
Hip, 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 hippopotamus. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. Hip, 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 hippopotamus. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. Got to the bottom of this.
Tune in next week for another episode of Animal Mysteries featuring Detective Hippopotamus.
That's me.
And the Talking Crocodile.
Croc, 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 talking crocodile. Talks through his teeth and he's got a rockin' smile. Flat, 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 flat to platypus. Bill's so flat, it's like a pancake. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, dinosaur. Freaking out customers. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong table. Does anybody wanna play ping pong? Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
I'm the mother flippin' rhinoceros. My bees are fat and the birds are on my back and I'm horny.
I'm horny.
If you choose to proceed, you will indeed concede. Cause I hit you with my flow, the wild rhyme will stampede. I'm not just wild, I'm trained, domesticated. I was raised by a rapper and writer that dated and subsequently procreated. That's how it goes. Here's the hip-hop-hopotamus, the hip-hop-hippo.
They call me the hip-hop-hopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
Sometimes my rhymes are polite, and I thank you for dinner, Miss Wright. That was very delicious, good night. Sometimes they're obscene, like a pornographic dream. NC-17 with ladies in a stream of margarine. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, some margarine.
They call me the hip-hop-hopotamus. Flows that glow like phosphorus. Popping off the top of this esophagus. Rocking this metropolis. I'm not a large water-dwelling mammal. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that perchance? Steve.
My rhymes and records, they don't get played. Because my records and rhymes, they don't get made. And if you rap like me, you don't get paid. And if you roll like me, you don't get laid.
My rhymes are so potent that in this small segment I made all of the ladies in the area pregnant. Yeah, sometimes my lyrics are sexist, but you lovely bitches and hoes should know I'm trying to correct this.
Other rappers dismay, say my rhymes are sissy. Why
exactly?
What? Why?
Be more constructive with your feedback, please. Why?
Why?
Why? Cause I rap about reality. Like me and my grandma drinking a cup of tea. There ain't no party like my nana's tea party. Hey, ho.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Who's the mother flippin'?
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Mother flippin'.
This just in at about 8 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. Oh, we're nearing the end of this week's The Dick and Bach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. February 15th is World Hippo Day. These are the music reports about hippos you just heard. That was the Flight of the Conchords, Hippopotamus versus Rhinoceros from their self-titled record from 2008. 17 years ago. Hard to believe. Before that, Anna Plaskett, the Hippopotamus song from To the Moon and Back. In the middle of that set, we heard Keith Boynton, When Hippo Can Dance from Blue Moo, 17 jukebox hits from way back never. Sparks sang the title track of their record, Hippopotamus, and Momus began with the title track of his record, Hippopotamomus. Under my voice, Jello Tango, Tired Hippo from And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. I'm a bit of a tired hippo myself right now. Thank you for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach regrets not being here, but he's very sensitive about his weight. You'll understand. He'll be back here next week because we're always on Sundays at noon on X-Ray. You can listen to previous reports at the X-Ray website, xray.fm. We will play some more music reports. Up until one, you can keep up with us at the playlist at that site. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and the crew of the report, my name is Gary, reminding you that climate change, human encroachment, hunting and habitat loss all threaten the magnificent hippo. So you should take this day not only to marvel at these lovely creatures, but also find out how you can help. A website like save-wildlife.org, run by the Wildlife Conservation Fund, is perhaps one place to start. Have a lovely day.
Hippopotamus got so entranced by your eyes. Yes, so it seems. And it seems that my hippo has chosen the girl of my dreams. So say I'm the one, and we'll give my hippo such a happy home. My pink hippopotamus would find me a girl just like you. He came to me and he said, boy, I found you a girl who I want you to see. Hippopotamus would find me a girl just like you.
The Dickenbach Report presents three limericks about hippos. Number 3.
Two hippos who had the same girth would sometimes wear each other's shirts. That was all fine and good, but the boy hippo would draw the line at wearing the girl's skirts.
such a beast as the hipporhinostri cow. How it got so mixed up, we will never know how. It sleeps all day and it whistles all night. And it wears yellow socks which are far too tight. If you laugh at the hipporhinostri cow, you're bound to get into an awful row. The creature's protected by night and by day by a man called RSPCA. My Yiddish hipporhinostri cow, I miss her more is a by a man called RSPCA.